Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿主的平安与喜乐常跟你们同在。
First of all, I praise and thank God that we invite all the friends here to have fellowship with us tonight.
我们感谢主今天晚上有我们这些朋友们跟我们在一起团契。
So before we rise up and sing a hymn to praise the Lord, let's bow our head and pray in silence and prepare our heart.
让我们现在先同心默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our second night of evangelical service.
奉主圣名，我们开始第二天晚上的布道会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 358.
请各位起立，我们唱诗358首。
358.
358首。
Thank God, please remain standing and pray in silence.
请各位仍旧站立，我们低头默祷。
Let's bow head and pray. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to our Heavenly Father.
奉主圣名，我们感谢祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for guiding us through the first night of evangelical service.
主啊，我们感谢你在赞美你带领我们参加今天晚上的布道会。
And last night, we have learned that you are the wonderful counselor.
我们昨天晚上学习到你是奇妙的这个保惠师。
And those of us who have a broken heart, we can be comforted by you.
一颗痛悔的心可以到你的面前来。
Lord, we have learned that you are the Almighty God.
主啊，我们学习到你是全能的主。
And those of us who are in need, you are always there for us.
当我们有需要的时候你会来帮助我们。
Lord, we also have learned that you are.The everlasting Father.
主啊，我们学习到你是永生的父。
Even though you're the Almighty God, but you love us so much.
你是全能的主你尚且将爱我们。
That you're willing to choose us as your children.
你也拣选我们成为你的子女。
Because you are the loving Father.
因为你是爱人的父。
We also have learned that you are the Prince of Peace.
我们也学习到你是和平的君。
This world is full of trial and tribulation.
这个世界上充满了种种的试炼和苦难。
But through you we can have peace and joy.
借着你我们得到平安和喜乐。
Lord, we believe that you are the true and living God.
主啊，我们相信你你是又真又活的神。
But sometimes as men we are lack of faith.
但是我们有时候却少了信心。
That's why before you ascend to heaven,
所以当您在升天之前
You promise us that you will send your Holy Spirit down to us.
你允许降下圣灵赐给我们。
And your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
您的圣灵会带领我们那么来学习真理。
And your Holy Spirit will reveal everything that is about you.
您的圣灵会启示我们。
And your Holy Spirit is a promise that one day we will be able to go to heaven.
您的圣灵会你圣灵应许我们，带领我们进到那永生的国度。
Lord, tonight we're going to study about your Holy Spirit.
主啊，今天晚上我们要学习圣灵。
We know even though you are in heaven, but you send the Holy Spirit to comfort us inside our heart.
我们知道你虽然在天国里面，可是你赐圣灵住在我们的心中来安慰我们。
And those of us who repent and baptize.
信而悔改的人。
You promise us this Holy Spirit.
接受了宝贵的洗礼，你也应许赐给我们圣灵。
But before we can receive this Holy Spirit, we must open our mouth to ask you, Lord.
但是在我们祈求圣灵之前，我们必须要开口向你来祈求。
So tonight we pray and thank you.
今天晚上我们再一次的祷告来感谢你。
For bringing friends and true seekers to have fellowship with us tonight.
带领我们这些朋友们跟我们在一起来学习。
And we ask you to open their hearts to understand your will and your way.
求主开他们心，什么都明白您的话语，您的旨意。
And also we ask you to open the mouth of the speaker to speak everything according to your will.
也求主那么开口开领会人的口，都能使他们都能够传讲这个正确的道理。
So Lord, we ask you to guide us from beginning to the end.
求主带领我们整个的聚会。
And may your Spirit manifest in every single one of us.
愿你的灵对使我们每个人都能得到启示。
So after your servant have speak, everyone can understand your will.
所以当你的仆人开口讲完道理以后，每个人都能够明白你的旨意。
Lord, please be attentive to our prayer.
求主听我们垂听我们的祈祷。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归于你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Before we bring Pastor Liang up here to expound the Word of God to us,
我们在请梁传道来证道之前
，We would like to invite the San Jose Choir to sing several praises to pray Heavenly Father。
我们首先请圣何西的诗班来献诗赞美主。
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天晚上的布道会。
We welcome our friends here tonight gathered for the evangelical service.
愿主耶稣平安喜乐与你同在。
May the Lord's peace and joy be among all of you.
今天晚上我跟他一起来查考你信的时候受圣灵没有。
Tonight's topic we would like to discuss. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
我们现在来看《使徒行传》。
Let's all turn to the book of Acts.
19章
Chapter 19.
使徒行传的19章
Book of Acts, Chapter 19.
第一节
Verse 1.
保罗在哥林多的时候，亚伯在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上边的地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。第二节
2.
问他们说：“你们信的时候受圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未听见有圣灵赐下来。”
While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit."
这里说。两千年前，保罗在传道理的时候，他到一个地方叫以弗所。
Here it mentions about 2,000 years ago, when Paul was preaching, he came to a place called Ephesus.
在那里遇见几个门徒，就是信耶稣的人。
And there he found some disciples whom had believed in Jesus.
保罗就问他们一个问题。
And he asked them one question.
说你们信的时候受圣灵没有
？He asked, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
我们当中有很多的基督徒。
Amongst us, we have many Christians.
可能我们信主耶稣也有几十年了。
And some of us have believed in God for more than decades.
有没有人问过我们这个问题
？Has anyone ever asked us this question?
你信的时候受圣灵没有
？Have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed?
我曾经跟很多基督徒的朋友谈话。
I have had many discussions with friends who are Christians.
当我问他这个问题。
And when I asked them this question,
他们都觉得很惊讶。
They were quite surprised.
因为他们从来没有想过这个问题。
Because they had never pondered upon this question before.
也从来没有人问过他们这个问题。
And no one has ever asked them this question.
那保罗为什么要问这个问题？
Why is it that Paul would ask this question?
因为领受圣灵非常的重要。
Because to receive the Holy Spirit is very important.
所以保罗要确定他们到底有没有得到圣灵。
So Paul wanted to confirm whether or not they received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是什么
？What is the Holy Spirit?
如果照字面来讲，圣灵就是圣洁的灵。
If you look at it from just surface, it means the Spirit that is holy.
那在宇宙人间只有一位是圣洁没有罪的，他就是天上的神。
And in the universe, there is only one person who is clean and pure, and that is the God in heaven.
所以圣灵就是神的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那圣灵也是耶稣的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Jesus.
那领受圣灵就是主耶稣的灵进到我们里面，住在我们里面。
So to receive the Holy Spirit is Jesus coming within us to dwell within us.
这是两千年前使徒教会的一个很重要的体验。
And this was an experience that occurred 2,000 years ago in the Apostolic Church.
这也是我们今天在追求信仰神应许我们有的体验。
And this is also an experience that God has promised for us to receive if we believe in the truth.
我们常常发现要跟人谈信仰非常的困难。
We often find that it is difficult to discuss matters of faith with others.
为什么困难？
Why is it difficult?
因为神看不到。
Because we cannot see God.
如果神看得到，今天要叫人来信神就不困难。
If we can see God, then it would be not difficult to have people come believe in God.
但是神看不到又要相信，这就很难了。
But to believe in something that we cannot see is difficult.
那看不到的神，我们要怎么来相信他的存在呢？
Now, how would we know and believe in his existence if we cannot see him?
我们现在要上飞机啊，经过这个安全检查。
Nowadays, when we enter the airport to go on the plane, we'd have to go through security.
那这个安全检查有的是用这个 X 光在照我们的行李。
And some of these security measures would take X-rays to look at the luggages.
那个 X 光你看不到。
You cannot see these rays.
啊，但是在荧幕里面，你就可以看到，一照过去以后，你的行李里面的什么东西都看得很清楚。
But on the screen, once it hits your luggage, you can see that everything in it is shown.
因为它有一个很具体的影像在那里。
Because it shows the image clearly.
很多事情是看不到的。
Many things are unseen.
但确实是存在的。
But they actually do exist.
那神本身是看不到。但是是存在的。
So God is someone who actually is unseen but exists.
那你怎么知道看不到的神是存在的呢？
And how would you know that this God that you cannot see actually exists?
在我们真耶稣教会，一个最直接、最有力量的体验，就是你祷告的时候，神的灵要浇灌在你身上。
In the True Jesus Church, the most direct experience that you would have is when you pray.The Spirit of God comes upon you.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
在第一章，主耶稣吩咐他们要祷告求圣灵。
In chapter 1, Jesus had informed them that they need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们先看第一章。
Let's first read chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过。”第五节。
Five.
在约翰只用水施洗，但不多几次，你们要受圣灵的洗。主耶稣升天以前，告诉门徒。
Before Jesus had resurrected, he had told the disciples.
说再过不多几天，你们要受圣灵的洗。
That in a matter of days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这是预言，这也是应许。
This is a prophecy, and it is a fulfillment.
哦，所以主耶稣就升天去了。
So later, Jesus ascended.
那主耶稣升天以后，门徒就回到耶路撒冷。
So after Jesus ascended, the disciples went back to Jerusalem.
就照着主耶稣的应许向神祷告求圣灵。
And they prayed according to the promise of Jesus.For the Holy Spirit.
我们看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
人类历史里面第一次圣灵降临在这个地上，是什么发生呢？
In the history of mankind, the first time of occurrence where the Holy Spirit came upon us, when did that happen?
第一节。
Verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。第二节。
Verse 2.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满所坐的屋子。第三节。
3.
又有舌头如火焰显现，分拆落在他们个人的头上。第四节。
Verse 4.
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。这个地方在讲第一次圣灵降临。
This here records the first occurrence of the Holy Spirit descending.
这些门徒都聚集在一起祷告。
All the disciples were gathered together to pray.
这是说，忽然有响声从天上下来。
Says all of a sudden they heard a sudden sound.
然后感觉到有一阵大风吹过去。
And they felt a violent wind come across them.
然后又好像舌头好像火焰显现落在他们头上。
And it looked like tongues of fire came upon each of them.
然后他们就得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
And all of them were filled with Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues.
这里在形容圣灵，他用风还有用火。
Here it depicts the Holy Spirit as wind and fire.
风你看不见。
Wind is something you cannot see.
风一吹，你可以看到树在动。
But when the wind blows, you see the trees move.
神的灵就是一种气息。
The Spirit of God is like the wind.
它会吹到你身上。
It's a breath that comes upon you.
当神的灵吹到你的身上，你的身上充满神的能力，所以你身上会动。
And when the breath comes upon you, you are filled with the power of God, and you will have movement. You will feel the power of God on you.
那这里说,
here it says, tongues are like fire.
就是当神的灵降下来,
that is when the Spirit of God comes down.
我们舌头会跳动,
our tongues will move just as the flame moves.
然后就说起奇异的舌音,
and they will begin to speak other tongues.
啊, 就是舌头会卷动, 讲一种听不懂的话来,
so the tongue will move and it will speak something that you cannot understand, very miraculous.
这个就是人类历史第一次圣灵的降临。
This is the first occurrence of the Holy Spirit coming upon man.
那圣灵降临以后啊, 当场有好多的人,
so when the Holy Spirit came down, there were many people in attendance.
结果有一些人, 神开他的耳朵, 就听到这一群虔诚人得圣灵, 哦, 在赞美神伟大。
And there were a group of bystanders where God had opened their ears and they thought that they were singing praises to God.
那神开每一个人的耳朵, 他就听从每一个人不同的方言。
So when God opened up all of their ears, they had heard of people speaking their own language.
就听到他们在赞美神。
And they heard them praising God.
非常的奇妙。
It is very amazing.
哦, 那有一群人, 他不是虔诚人。
So there was also a group of people there who were not pious.
那神没有开他们耳朵。
And God had not opened their ears.
所以在13节, 第二章13节,
so in chapter 2, verse 13,
说还有人讥笑说, 他无非是被新酒灌满了。
Some, however, made fun of them and said they had too much wine.
新酒灌满就是酒醉, 那讲话就语无伦次, 你听不懂他在讲什么。
When you are drunk, you will not be able to make sound of what you are speaking.
所以他就以为这群人是醉酒了。
So they thought that these people were drunk.
那11节啊, 彼得就站起来跟他们解释。
So this was when Paul had stood up to explain to them.
说现在刚刚九点钟啊, 我们是不喝酒的了。
And he said that this is, we are in the morning at 9 a.m. We don't drink.
16节。
In 16.
这是要应验旧约圣经约珥的预言。
That it is to fulfill the prophecy spoken by Joel.
在末后的日子, 神要将他的灵浇灌凡有血气的,有血气就是我们每一个人。
That in the last days, God will pour out the Spirit upon the people, which is all the people, which is us.
所以圣灵的降临就是神在旧约预言的一种实现。
So the descending of the Holy Spirit is a prophecy that was fulfilled from the Old Testament.
我们在现在一般的基督教界里面聚会, 啊, 大部分祷告都是用悟性祷告。
When we are gathered amongst other denominations in service, most of them would use prayer of understanding.
悟性祷告就是用我们听得懂的话向神祷告。
Praying in understanding is to speak to the Lord in prayer where we would all understand the language.
悟性祷告的目的就是要造就 听见的人, 因为他听得到, 他的理性可以了解, 受感动。
And the purpose of praying and understanding is to be able to edify those who are there and who can hear.
这是祷告的一种方式, 但是这不是祷告的全部。
This is one method of prayer, but it is not the totality of prayer.
啊, 还有另外一种的祷告方式,
there is also another method,
叫做圣灵的祷告,
which is the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
啊, 当你很虔诚地向神祷告,
when you pray diligently to the Lord.
如果你已经得到了圣灵,
if you have received the Holy Spirit,
那舌头会卷动, 讲一种听不懂的话, 叫做说方言, 跟神在交通。
Your tongue will move and you will speak a language that you do not understand, which is a way of communicating with God.
那这个说方言是对神说, 不是对人说。
And this method of speaking in tongue is to speak with God and not to speak with men.
所以我们听不懂。
So we do not understand.
但是确实在讲说各样的奥秘。
But it is speaking of all types of wonders.
哦, 这非常的奇妙啊。
This is very amazing.
哦, 我们有一次有一个, 传道在, Phoenix 在讲道。
There was once a pastor who gave a sermon at, 哦, in Phoenix.
我们教会有一个弟兄啊, 就请他的家庭医师来慕道。
And one of our brothers had invited his family doctor to come to truth seek.
哦, 那个家庭医师也是一个基督徒。
And this family doctor was also a Christian.
那聚完会我们就一起祷告。
So after the service, we all prayed together.
那个家庭医师他眼前他在跪着祷告，但是他是用悟性祷告。
And、the doctor was very pious, so he knelt down and prayed, but in understanding.
那祷告完，他说：“真的有神，你们教会有神同在。”
After he prayed, he said, "There truly is a God. You have God in your church."
因为他在祷告的时候，他听到啊、教会里面的信徒啊啊在向每个人都在向神求。
Because when he was praying, he heard every individual member praying to God.
其实他是用灵言在祷告。
Although the members were praying in tongue, but God opened up his ears so that he understood what they were saying.
他觉得很惊讶，他说你们教会有神。
So he was very amazed and said that you have God in your church.
所以这个得圣灵是神给我们的应许，也是我们对神最直接、最有力量的体验。
So to receive the Holy Spirit is a promise from God, and it is also a direct form of communication with Him.
1995年，我们道理传到苏俄的莫斯科。
In 1995, our gospel had reached Moscow, Russia.
所有的慕道者大部分都是在共产党的教育之下长大。
Most of the truth seekers were brought up under the communist education.
对他们来讲，这个道理是很难接受的。
So to them, the gospel was hard to accept.
因为从小他们就被介绍没有神。
Because from since they were born, they were introduced of having no God.
但是我们在布道，每一句话都说有神。
But in our evangelism, every word we spoke was of God.
那个时候神在动工啊。
At that time, God had moved, had worked amongst us.
所以布道委员就请他们说啊，请你们到前面一起来祷告，体验神。
So after the evangelical service, we asked that they come forward to pray and experience God.
他们里面很多了，教育水准都相当的高。
Many of them were highly educated.
啊，结果就在祷告的时候，圣灵降下来。
So right during the prayer, the Holy Spirit descended.
啊，舌头卷动，身体震动。
And they started having movement and began speaking in tongues.
非常的喜乐。
They were filled with joy.
祷告差不多一次都半小时。
They prayed approximately 30 minutes each time.
那就跪在那个地板，他们那个是木头的地板。
And they knelt on hardwood floors.
那个时候刚好有一个小儿科医生，他是从中国大陆去的。
That time, there was a pediatrician from China.
他去看他的太太。
And he was visiting his wife.
他也来慕道。
He came to truth seek.
他祷告被圣灵充满，所以提起来在这个座位，在那个跪着在一直在跳。
So when he prayed, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was lifted up on the floors.
所以祷告完，他就真的相信有神。
So after the prayer, he truly believed that there was God.
过了几年以后
，After a few years,
他告诉我
，He told me.
他说我现在试着跪看了，跪着要跳，跳不起来。
He said, I tried to pray.To jump up in my prayers, and I can't.
诸位，你可以试试看，跪着看你有没有办法跳。
You can all try and try to kneel and jump.
但是那一次他被圣灵充满，力量很大，就提起来一直跳。
But at that prayer, he was filled with the Holy Spirit with great power, so he began to move.
所以神是可以体验的。
So God is something we can experience.
最有力量的体验就是你祷告，神的灵浇灌在你身上。
The most powerful experience is when you pray, the Holy Spirit is descended upon you.
那你就知道有神。
And that is when you know there is God.
而且神就在这里。
And that God is here.
而且神与你同在。
And that God is with you.
这个是我们认识神一个最有力量的方法。
This is the most powerful way of knowing God.
就是祷告，体验圣灵的浇灌。
Which is to pray and to experience the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
那你得到圣灵，你就知道有神。
Once you receive the Holy Spirit, you know there is God.
所以我们要在属灵的生活里面啊，体验圣灵，这会加强我们的信心，加强我们的信仰。
So in our spiritual living, in order to increase our faith, we must experience the Holy Spirit.
那我们就问一个问题。
So we ask one question.
为什么神要赐圣灵给我们？
Why is it that God will give us the Holy Spirit?
我们现在来看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's all refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
第二章第九节
Chapter 2 verse 9
如经上所记神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见心里未曾想到的
However it is written No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him.
这里说神为我们预备的是眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，心没有想过的。
Here it says that God has prepared for us something that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived.
那到底这是什么地方？
And what is this?
这个叫做灵界。
This is the spiritual realm.
神为我们预备那个好是在灵界里面的。
The good that God has prepared for us is in that spiritual realm.
那灵界是超过你的经验的。
The spiritual realm surpasses your experience.
所以很难，就是说，那既然灵界，你怎么去了解它呢
？So the difficult part is it's in spirit. How would you understand it?
第十节
，verse ten.
只有圣灵，神借着圣灵向我们显明，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。十一节
，eleven.
除了在人里头的灵，谁能知道人的事？这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
Verse 10, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.